This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry, and I want to give you a little heads up on something here. At the start of the lesson here, I will be mentioning two different dates. One will be the date that the message was first published, and the second date will be the date that the message was transcribed, if you will, to audio. The reason why I'm giving you the dates is because during the reading of this message, I might make mention of some people, places, things, or events that were relevant at the time that the message was first published, which may or may not be relevant for today. And if that is the case, if I can remember, I'll try to give you a heads up on it. However, let me say this. When it comes down to the Word of God, His word is always relevant yesterday, today, and forever. It never ceases to be relevant. And those of you that are exposed to it would do well to take heed to it and to adjust your lives accordingly. Our message for this session is a message that was first published back in April of the year 2013, and it's being put on audio in the month of October of the year 2024. And our subject scripture is found in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 16 and verse number 18. And if you have the scripture available, you will find these words recorded. It says, "Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." The title for this message is Pride. The message for this month is dealing with a human characteristic that is critical to our way of life and well-being. Depending on how we use it, it can be a source of our greatest triumphs or our worst defeats. When we think about pride, we are thinking about an attribute that makes us feel that we are worth something. No matter how young or how old you are, what color your skin is, your gender, fat or thin, tall or short, or any other characteristic that you can think of, you are worth something to society. Without you, society would be missing something. We wouldn't be as fulfilled as we could be. If you think about it like this, when God created you, He had a purpose for your life that only you could contribute to society. Without your contribution, something will be left undone. You are like a piece of a puzzle which can't be completed until you are placed in it. That's the tragedy of abortion. A part of the puzzle is missing. We have heard the questions asked, who am I, where did I come from, and why am I here? You are here to fulfill God's purpose for your life in society. Once you know what that purpose is, you can now take pride in the fact that you are worth something to somebody. If it weren't for having the knowledge that we are worth something, we would feel as if we are just here taking up space and that nobody really needed us. We would simply retreat into a shell, wither, and die. But having knowledge of our purpose is only the beginning. The real pride is when you have accomplished that purpose. As we move through life, we encounter different challenges and obstacles that we need to overcome to accomplish that purpose. Each of these things presents opportunities for us to fail or have victory. With each victory, we move closer to our purpose and are emboldened to continue. It is these victories that helped build our stamina to continue towards our purpose. So, as you can see, pride plays a very important role in all of our lives. Some will ask, why do we want to look at it? Well, if you look at what it causes, then wouldn't you want to be aware of the dangers so that you can avoid them? I would certainly hope so, talking about looking at your future. There is an old saying that goes like this: what you don't know can kill you. No truer words have ever been spoken. I would dare say that the vast majority of us go through this life suffering because of something that we don't know or understand. There is a biblical passage of scripture that I assume was the model for this saying. It is found in the Old Testament book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse number 6. God is speaking. He says, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge." A look at this scripture tells us, since this is God speaking, that our lack of knowledge of Him is the cause of our destruction. This is the primary point of this scripture. The secondary point of this scripture is this: ignorance in general equals destruction. If you would take a look at the subject scripture, you will see a clear warning. That warning is, those that let their pride lead them are going to fail. Did you notice what I just said? I said, those that let their pride lead them are going to fall or fail, either one. The reason for this is simple. Since it is God that made us for a purpose, then in order to fulfill that purpose, we must follow Him. Our sense of pride comes from the fact that God is directing us from victory to victory. At the end of the day, when all is said and done, we owe God all the glory for that victory. There is nothing that we can do without God's help. As Jesus so directly put it in St. John chapter 15, verse number 5, he says, "I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." When a person, or a group for that matter, lets pride lead them, that means that they are giving the glory to their pride and not to God. What this then brings up is the fact that they are taking some, if not all, of what belongs to God and giving it to their pride, or more simply put, themselves. They have essentially made Him irrelevant. When I talk about letting pride lead us and making God irrelevant, I am talking about a process in which we go from looking to God for everything that we do to looking within ourselves for direction for our lives. This process takes place over a long period of time. It comes about when, in the course of our lives, we experience success after success. We begin to believe that we can do anything and not fail. We forget that these successes are the result of God's leading and opening doors for us, and start believing that it is our own wisdom and strength that's got us where we are. Now, it is at this point that we have crossed the line from following God to following our pride. You know, the Bible tells us that we should not think of ourselves more highly than we ought to. Romans chapter 12, verse number 3. The reason for this is very simple, in that when we do, we begin to think that we know everything and can do anything, which essentially leads us to think that we are equal to God, and as such, we don't need Him anymore. It is at this point that we have parted ways with God and are out there on our own. And you can see the results. Look around you. What kind of condition is your personal life in? What kind of condition is your family in? What kind of condition is your neighborhood in? How about your community? How about your city? How about the nation? If you will be brutally honest, you would say everything is a mess. Have you ever heard somebody say, when addressing the problems facing us in this nation, that all we need to do is put the right people in office and have them pass the right legislation and things will be fine? That, my friends, is us talking to ourselves or looking to ourselves rather than looking to God. In fact, that is why some politicians and a lot of our people believe in a separation of church and state. They essentially want to keep God in the church and out of all of the affairs of the state. That is man thinking he knows as much, if not more, than God. Think about this. Here you have God, our Creator, that knows the beginning through eternity. I won't say the end, because with God there is no end. Then we have man, who doesn't know what will happen 1 minute from the next. Who would you trust to make decisions concerning your life 5, 10, 20, or more years down the road? Man or God? If a man makes a plan, it is entirely up to God whether that man will be able to carry it out. You can plan to do anything 5 minutes from now and drop dead in 2 minutes. Then what good will that plan be? You can get a group of people to agree to do something, like Nimrod when he got the people of the world together to agree to build a tower that would reach into heaven, and God broke it up by making them not able to understand each other. That is how we came about having all these different languages. Read Genesis chapter number 11, verses 4 through 9. You can't work together if you can't understand each other. Pride tells you, yes, you can, despite the problem that you are facing, so you grit your teeth and press on, doing whatever it takes to win. And this is the danger. If you don't know if the obstacle that is in front of you was placed there by God to stop you, and you press on, you are fighting against God. And you know what that means. You are going to lose. As if this isn't bad enough, there are people out there that will not accept defeat. They will continue to push until they die. All because of pride. Sometimes God will allow them to think that they are going to win just to pull the rug out from under them right before they reach their goal. When I think about the black community and its anthem, "Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud," started by the late James Brown, I can see how most of us have taken black pride and run amok with it. Any problems that we face as a community absolutely cannot be our fault. It has to be the rich, the Republicans, the white man, Rush Limbaugh, conservatives, or some other entity, because we are too smart to fall for the okey-doke. When told that the politicians we chose are the cause of our problems, we don't want to hear it. Why? Because it shows us we aren't as intelligent, of people that we think we are. We would rather die than admit that. And my friends, that is just what we are doing. Dying. It's time to wake up, people. Time to put pride in the back seat. Time to get back to God. Well, that's the end of this particular message. And I hope you got something from it and can see basically the gist of the message being directed towards the type of pride that puts you at odds with God. See, there's nothing wrong with, you know, being proud of certain things, but when you start letting pride run your life, and that pride is something that distracts you or puts you in a position of butting heads, if you will, with God, then you've gone too far. And you need to back off and straighten up and get your act together before it's too late. But like I said in the message, there's some people, you know, that somebody can come along and try to tell them that they need to turn away from what they're doing, and the first thing the person want to do, especially if they happen to be calling themselves a Christian, they're going to claim that's the devil talking and start trying to rebuke the person in the name of Jesus and carrying on. And all the time it's Jesus that's trying to, that then sent the person to them to try to get them to stop, and they don't want to do it because they want to continue on with the way that things are going, because they just know that this is the way to do things. That's what's wrong with us in our political system today, especially with the Democratic Party, that most of the black community throws all of its support behind, most of its support behind. It's a party that we believe that's got us in it, and we think we're the ones that actually we're the ones that basically responsible for the party even having the power that it does have, because it's usually black folks that are the ones that help pull candidates through to win elections when the black community gets out and supports them, you know, in national elections. But these people that the black community keeps electing, every time they get in office, they start doing stuff which turns around, and guess what it does? It hurts the black community. And so, you know, you try to tell the people, hey man, you need to leave that party alone because they ain't doing nothing but making fools out of you, and think, oh, I don't want to believe that. You trying to say I'm that stupid, I know better than that. Look here, there's so and so and so and so. Look at what the Republicans are doing, blah, 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 this, that. Yeah, always something trying to make excuses for why something ain't right, because they are too smart to be that stupid. But the thing is, they are that stupid. And I hope I'm not talking to somebody out there that you think I'm saying that to you, but the point of the fact of the matter is, when you going against God, you got to be crazy. You got to be a fool. You're not going to win. No way, no how, no type of thing. You know, so somebody come along trying to tell you that, and you still want to go out there and go up against him. There's an old Broadway play or something like that a long time ago. I don't know what it's probably active somewhere if they haven't shelved it yet. It's called Your Arms Are Too Short to Box with God. Now, I've never seen the play, but from the title, it basically says about the same thing. You can't fight against God and win, so there ain't no sense of you even trying. But yet and still, the black community is trying it every day. And you see what the result is. Chaos, destruction, death. All because we too full of pride to admit that we need to change our ways. We gonna go down with the ship. And that's what you doing. You going down with the ship. Well, that's the end of our message today. And in closing, let me just say, may God bless you and your families real good until we get together again for another message from the Word of God. Good day.